This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson: Gossip, Paradise, and Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Look around. Is there any believer who wouldn't want to enter paradise? Just ask around. Every one of us would love to end up in paradise. Isn't that right? But there are certain traits that some develop which become a hurdle in one's ability to enter the paradise. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "The talebearer will not enter paradise." So somebody who does gossip, who goes around and makes stories about other believers, they will not enter paradise. And who is a talebearer? It is someone who makes up stories about others to depict them in a negative light. They are the ones that cause damage to other believers. They do gossip and as a result become entitled to the punishment of Allah. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said in one place, "The talebearer will not be relieved from the punishment of Allah in the hereafter." We know that the one who makes up imaginary stories to defame believers is bad. But what about the person who listens to such a person? Well, again, let's turn to the Prophet of Allah. And he, in one of his speeches, he said, "One should not gossip, nor should one listen to the talebearers." Look, brothers and sisters, the instructions from the Holy Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are very clear. He is not only refraining us from making up stories regarding other believers, especially the false stories, God forbid. At the same time, he's saying, don't give ears to those stories. You know, sometimes we feel that I'm not the one who's saying that. I'm not the one who's making up these stories. I'm not the one who is the cause of defamation of a mu'min or a believer. And hence, it's okay. I'm fine. Well, this is not the case. When it comes to Islam, Islam does not, in any capacity, want you to be part of this whole process of the defamation of a believer. So the Prophet of Allah says that do not even listen to gossip. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing gossip, paradise, and Satan. So before the break, we talked about briefly about how doing gossip is something discouraged in Islam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the Prophet, by the Quran. And at the same time, listening to gossip, being part of the process of a defamation of a believer, is equally bad. Now, some of us imagine that since we are believers, we will go straight to paradise. Well, there are two things here, really. One is going to paradise, the other is straight to paradise. Well, inshallah, we go straight to paradise, but have you realized that the infallible Imam, the Prophet, and Quran have already informed us that our entrance in the paradise is dependent on certain things? Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, "Murderers, habitual drunkards, and those who go to and fro bearing tales will not enter paradise." Now you notice, the Imam, the infallible Immaculate Imam, is saying that this is a precondition if we would like to go to paradise, let alone go straight to paradise, then we must make sure that these things do not exist in our lives. And one of those things is the topic that we're discussing today, bearing tales about other believers. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam also said that four kinds of people will not enter paradise: the soothsayer, the hypocrite, the habitual drunkard, and the talebearer. the vice of being a talebearer or the one who gossips puts one in a very difficult situation. In one place, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says, "Surely the talebearer is a ray's witness and a companion of Satan."
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.